Hi, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
You'll never know my name.
Her name's Allie Gibbs. And this is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
It's not about that.
It's often about that.
Last time we couldn't figure out what the lines were,
but I think we got it correct. We're back in the basement of this museum having another episode. We talk about a bunch of nonsense.
But for whatever reason, we're way more scared of being in the basement than we were last time.
Even though it
was an hour ago. I don't know why, but I'm terrified right now.
This is a scary episode. It's spooky. Someone does walk in while we're recording.
Whether or not they were a ghost, we cannot confirm or deny. So just stay tuned to find out what happens.
Hit it, Grant.
Hello, weary travelers. Welcome to another episode of Mom Said
in the Basement.
We're back here in the basement of this museum that we were in last week, and yet here we are again.
We've been locked down here for an entire week.
It feels that way. It genuinely feels that way. Even though we've only been here for a few hours recording a few episodes for you, as I am here in San Diego, they live in Los Angeles, and there's the inevitable baby being born soon in the next month or so.
Well, inevitable. By the time this comes out, it'll be like...
Wait, hold on a second.
Oh, sorry.
Unreverb us. Have we talked about what we're going to do when you have a baby? Are we going to continue on with this project?
What is the hashtag of this podcast?
Podcast or die. I don't think that's the public hashtag. I think that's just what we text each other when we don't have time to do the podcast.
Yeah. Podcast or die, always, first of all. Second of all, I have not talked with my wife.
That's what I was gonna say.
I have not talked with my wife about what the plan is. So we'll figure out what the plan is.
We'll figure it out. Was out here committing to doing a podcast before consulting me during the time of our newborn baby. I would hang him by his toes from the balcony.
Welcome, weary travelers, to a story of a meek little husband who forgot to tell his recently pregnant wife
that he has a podcast.
That he has a podcast he must do or else. Ha, ha, ha.
Anyway, we're back in the basement, and it's the vibes in here, if I'm honest, are bad. Dude.
No. Okay, so the vibe here isn't bad. But
yes,
I do.
It is.
No, okay. I'll say this. The vibe here isn't bad, but I do really, really, really want to leave really bad.
Okay, so that's a bad vibe.
It's not that it's bad. It's that I don't want to be here very much.
It's not that it's bad. It's that I don't want to be here and I don't feel good.
Right.
It's that I don't feel good about it and I don't want to be here.
We
went to we had an opening night party. I think I can tell this story. There was after
don't use names. Just don't tell the story.
Okay,
we can come up with another story to tell. So,
but we had an opening night party and it was very fun. And Lauren was there and she was belly out, and everyone was so happy to see her belly out. And all the producers and all the people who work here on this project were like, "Oh, you're due soon."
They were like, "Oh, we're gonna lose Gabe.
We're gonna
very
lose
quickly.
Gabe." And I was like, "Yeah, I've been telling y'all.
Yeah, I tried
I'm
to tell y'all.
Leaving the show when the baby comes. I'm out.
Okay, I worry. Can I tell you something I worry about? Let me address something else.
Well, apparently, first babies don't come early as often.
This is what I'm worried about. For Gabe's sake, not for mine. I am on call to drive Gabe's wife, Lauren.
You, Allie, are on call.
I am on call to drive. The second she even has an inkling that she's going into labor, I will be taking her to the hospital and sitting with her until Gabe arrives.
If I'm not there.
If given Gabe is not in town.
Yes.
Now, knowing my luck and the way everything has worked in my life up until now, I will be delivering this baby.
No. Do not say these words. Do not say these words.
I'm just saying.
You will not be delivering this baby.
I'm just saying.
You will not be delivering this baby. You will not be delivering this baby. It's going to work out perfectly.
It is going to work out perfectly.
I'm
going to
be there right
on time. Actually, I should say, knowing Gabe and Lauren and the way their lives go out, it will work out perfectly.
It'll be great.
They live a charmed life.
And it's going to be amazing. And everyone's going to be happy and healthy and excited. And I'm not going to get an SUV on account of this baby. I'm going to be getting a convertible. But I will rock up in my convertible.
Rock up in my convertible.
I will skirt into the hospital, drop off your wife if need be, and then wait until I'm requested again to meet this child.
Gonna rock up in my convertible. Get in, beep, beep.
That's We're all going right. shopping. Gonna buy my niece whatever she wants in my convertible. Jump in. It was giving kind of
B-52s, Katy Perry. Yeah. It was giving California Girl meets I Got Me a Chrysler that seats about 20.
So hurry up
and get your jukebox money.
People don't like when I do that song at karaoke. I feel like it would be a hit. I feel like if someone came up and sang Love Shack at karaoke.
Shack! That would be a good one. Shack,
baby. And then there's all this part that's like, I got me.
Yeah.
And then the tin roof. Rusted. It's well, so fun.
Here's also what you just did. You said people don't like it,
right,
and then proceeded to do it. But it does feel like an audience participation. Love, Shaq, baby. You know,
there's so much to participate in.
There's so much to participate in.
There's so much.
If you would just let yourself be a part of it.
If you would just give into the fun. I know maybe it's not that fun, but I don't know. I feel like Love Shaq is amazing.
Karaoke stresses me out. It doesn't make me feel good. I don't know why. I don't like it.
I know why.
It makes me stressed out, like I'm supposed to sound good, but it makes me nervous.
Chapel Roan just talked about this on Call Her Daddy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Chapel Roan also doesn't like it?
She also doesn't like it.
I'm same as Chapel Roan.
Well, I would be careful with that.
I'm same as Chapel Roan.
I would be careful with
me,
that. Because,
me and Chapel, same.
Well, hold on. Let me give you...
Same level of talent. Same level of charisma.
Now...
Same level of songwriting.
You know what?
Same level of danceability.
You know what? No.
Okay.
But also, let me save you from that because she had some controversial takes on that podcast that got her under a little bit of heat.
Oh, okay. So I don't want to have that heat.
Well, you might even agree with her takes, but you don't want the heat.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll say it here now. I agree with all her takes.
One of the things was about it was about how mothers are all miserable, like young mothers are all miserable, and motherhood is not worth it.
Oh, I don't agree.
I don't think because you're married to someone who's about to be.
Yeah. Also, wow, hot take.
I need to hear these hot takes.
Wow. Hey guys, I came across something this week on the internet that I'd love to share with you guys. If you have something to say, Grant.
I was gonna say. From what I've seen of Chapel Roan, she is not PR trained, bro.
Well,
she kind of gives the vibe that she's trying not to be.
Yeah.
Like she's pushing
she's
against it all.
She's out here doing her thing.
Which means if you're pushing against, do we need to beep me? Yeah, we need to bleep me. If you're pushing against stuff, if that's like your MO and you're trying to buck the system and change the world, you're going to step in stuff.
Can I say that the energy of this episode is going to be so crazy because for the longer we sit down here, the more I'm worried about someone walking in on us. So I'm literally, as you're talking,
glancing,
looking over my shoulder.
Also, you can't see it off camera, but the door that the lights just turned on.
Stop. Really?
Yeah. Someone's
stop.
There.
Really? I'm scared.
No, literally. Did you see the light turn on? I can see feet.
Wait, I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
I'm terrified. Are you kidding?
Nobody's worried about it. Worst case scenario, we pause, we tell them what's up, we leave.
Worst case scenario, this is a 20-minute episode in which we say we got kicked out of a haunted basement in a museum in San Diego.
People know we're in here, and people know that...
Wait, what's that guy's name again?
Yeah, I'm not saying that on the podcast.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Okay.
But yes, we know the name.
Wait, why am I so scared we're going to be under arrest?
We're not going to be under arrest. I talked to our stage manager about this, and she said that the dance studio would be open.
But
the dance studio was not open.
We're sitting
right outside the hall.
You have to understand that behind Gabe is like a wall. Behind me is an entire liminal space.
I'm watching you. You're fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Here's what I need for you to know.
Okay.
I came across a video that I'd love for you guys to listen to. It really brought me a lot of encouragement, and it felt like it spoke to me.
Is this the one that you did quite a lot. Week?
No,
is
that was
this
2 weeks
same
ago.
Video?
That was 2 weeks ago, and no, I have a Just something that really sort
okay.
of...
Okay, just
I felt seen when I heard it, and I just want to... this is a different video than the one you're thinking of.
Okay. And the older brothers. This
being
is...
Being the oldest isn't easy. You grow up faster than you should, carrying responsibilities no one prepared you for. You're the protector, the one who steps up, even when no one asks. You'd do anything for your younger siblings, even if they don't always see it. Even if it means being tough on them. Even if it means sacrificing things you'll never mention. You joke around, act like nothing bothers you. But deep down, you just want them to be okay. There are nights you wonder if you've done enough. If you were too hard on them. If you should have been softer, more present, a better example. There are moments you feel like you failed them, but you haven't. Because they remember the times you defended them when no one else did. They remember the times you made them laugh when life felt too heavy. They remember the silent ways you showed up. So to the older brothers, thank you. You
didn't. What do you think about that, huh?
What?
That one wasn't Danny DeVito.
What is it?
But it had
with
just as
obsession?
Much power and just as much heat as the Danny DeVito one did.
What
huh?
is it with the obsession that older brothers are protecting us? Do you feel like you protect
No.
Do you feel like you were protecting us?
No. Not a chance.
That is
again,
crazy.
Again, I say, I think that's for a different culture than we experienced.
Totally.
An American one, certainly. But a different culture than we experienced. Do
Grant,
you agree?
Do you feel protected by your older
protected,
siblings?
Do you feel protected, bro? Do you
of
feel like I could
not.
Protect you?
But also, what is with... People love putting music over those old yes. speeches or whatever.
He had to grow up too fast. He did not have to grow up too fast.
That corny.
He broke his collarbone his freshman year of high school playing football and then switched to theater.
And also, Grant knows what this means. It was a shorts and helmets practice that I broke my collarbone.
Oh, really? Also,
we weren't even
hitting. Are we going to pretend like...
We weren't even hitting.
Are we going to pretend like you were on track for some football career and just switch to theater? The theater was there all along, bro.
You were cosplaying football.
I was cosplaying football. Yeah. It was performance art for sure. Hey, I was a backup cornerback, so...
That means nothing to me.
On the freshman football team, so...
Period.
That's pretty good, huh?
And hey, congrats.
And that team had no tryouts. If you signed up, you were on
so
the
being
team.
Backup just means that you said, yeah, sure, I'll come to practice.
Being backup means I bought cleats.
Wow.
It means I bought some cleats and I bought a mouth guard.
You know, I'm glad that anyone's allowed to participate.
Agree.
I think that's sweet.
Agree. You don't feel protected, huh? You don't feel safe when I'm around.
Not in our current state.
What do you mean?
When we thought someone was going to come in.
I feel really unsafe right now.
When we thought someone was going to come in, you guys didn't think that I would protect. I would snap into.
Okay, all jokes aside,
video,
you would.
I would say something and figure it out. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
That video, you were talking about people love putting those corny ass videos. That video, 126,000 likes.
Yeah, what the fuck?
126,000 likes.
126,000 men said, I did have to grow up too
fast. I did have to grow up too fast. I did have to carry the weight of the... And hey, here's the thing.
That might be true for some people.
Is that probably is true for some people.
It was not true for...
But I don't feel like we had an experience that was like, I'm the oldest boy one. Again,
right.
we've already talked about this. It feels very Game of Thrones.
And our parents don't have, especially our dad doesn't have that very strong traditional like masculine, extra masculine role where like you would try to copy that like extra masculine role.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like our dad's not like, can't bring your boy, like, daughters can't bring the boyfriends over and I'll shoot them if they come over.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
like,
that
so
was never
gonna
the
clean
vibe.
Gonna clean the guns.
Yeah.
Like the hyper masculinity wasn't modeled.
Yes, that's true.
That's true.
So I didn't feel like I had to do that.
Yeah.
I also remember dad saying, and I think about this all the time. I mean, it honestly probably has a lot to do with like who I am today, but I remember dad saying like,
why would I feel the need to vet these guys when Allie's probably harder on them than I would be? Like, fire. He was just kind of like, I trust your judgment.
Fire.
Rock on. Which I think made me trust my judgment. Fire. Like, whether or not I should have.
Yeah.
I moved through the world being like, why would you need to vet what I'm thinking?
Yeah. That's true. And
for better or for worse.
Plus, they were all church boys or theater boys.
Wow.
So he was not worried.
Sometimes those can be the worst boys.
That's true. Churchy theater boys.
Don't write those boys off. They're emotionally manipulative at times.
They're emotionally manipulative at best.
At best. At freaking
best. Hey, youth group boys, watch out.
Watch your back.
Watch out.
Hey.
If you show up to a new youth group and some boy is chatting you up in the name of the Lord, watch
out. Get behind me. Yeah. Get behind me, Satan, as they say.
Absolutely get behind me. There's a human being over there fully.
Is there really?
Yeah, but they're not interrupting us. It's okay.
I'm so scared of the people in this space.
It doesn't matter. We're fine. Someone just using the restroom briefly. No, I don't know who they are. But the rehearsals that are happening in the other rooms.
If someone goes ahead to kick us out, what would be amazing is if we could get them to sign a likeness release so we could just post all that footage of us
and
getting kicked out.
We could just post, hey, we're sorry that you're trying to do work and we're trying to make a podcast here.
Some might consider this work, but most people wouldn't, so we get getting kicked out. That's fine.
That's fine. We're also in the lobby because the room we were supposed to be in is closed. So we're in the most public space that we could be in. Most public space that we could be in.
I feel really exposed. There's lights on my face.
There are more lights turning on. This is going to be, this actually is giving such an exciting and very spooky episode.
We're being haunted by real live people who don't want us around.
That we can see on camera. No, they don't care. Nobody cares. People are setting up for a thing over there and they don't mind that we're over
here. Why would you care about
But if you're listening to this episode, just feel the tension of us.
Feel the panic, you guys. Can you feel it?
That our stomach flipped when we saw it. Oh. Yeah. So dad really believed in you, huh?
Totally. And that's why I'm the high power working professional I am today.
Because dad believed in you.
Because my dad said I was smart.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about Langi Dada, and now a couple of my friends in the show have been talking about Langi Dada.
Really? Langi Dada is a thing?
Langi Dada is sticking.
Well, because it'd be real sometimes.
Dude, it is Langi Dada.
I am feeling so much better than I was feeling that Palm Springs episode.
Misery.
Thank God we got through that. My face felt swollen that day.
Dude, same.
I was really struggling.
I didn't know who I was. Grant threw his back out.
Grant didn't make it to the end of the
episode. We forgot to talk about this. 2 weeks ago in the desert episode, Grant threw his back out at the end.
The tail end of the episode.
Well, I think we do mention it in the episode.
No, we do. We were like, Grant's not here anymore.
Grant's just fully gone. He had to lay on the couch. How's your back feeling? Two weeks later. Well, actually. Yeah, in recording, it's only 1 week, but it's 2 weeks later. People don't care about the timeline.
No, I know.
We're just hanging out, right?
Just answer the question.
Everybody gets it.
It's like 87% better than it was.
Okay, that's good.
It still hurts, for sure.
Where?
Like, I can't put my socks on in the morning still.
That's pretty serious.
That's really sad.
Like, because I can't ball up enough to put, you know, bend over to put my socks on.
Right.
So like an old person, I have to sit on the couch and put a foot up like butterfly to like put
like
my socks.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just watched the person leave who was here a second ago, and they very carefully opened the door and closed it as quietly as they could. So I don't think we're getting kicked out. I think they're trying to be nice, and I think maybe they knew we would be here and they were they might have been the person who was supposed to open up this door and they didn't open up this door. And so they're being sweet to us and letting us record our silly little podcast in the basement of this museum that we're in. It's actually crazy. The longer we're here, the more I feel like I'm coming out of my own skin.
Is this our version of Night at the Museum?
Yes.
We should do something to try to like summon one of the ghosts that lives here.
No. Pass.
Come on. There's got...
Theaters? Why would you do that? for the listener, Allie just stopped and looked in a specific direction as if something was there. And that was a bad prank. Like I saw a ghost. And that was a bad prank.
Here's that was executed. Here's the problem. Brilliantly.
Theaters and things theater adjacent are kind of ghosty and spooky.
I know.
Well, often though they're kind. So. They're kind ghosts, though. Theater ghosts are often kind ghosts.
My hands
are sweating now.
We're gonna unravel over the course of this.
My hands are sweating.
My hands are sweating. For too long. But I will say, I own a house in Michigan.
Shout out.
And there are definitely some really nice ghosts that live in that house. And I remember when I first moved in the house, I was like, okay, obviously some ghosts live in here because I can feel them and I can hear them.
Keep going.
Anyway, when I first moved in, I made an announcement to the ghosts and I said, hey, everyone. Listen, I'm not going to bother you if you don't bother me. So just like, let's have a good time.
Yeah.
And they didn't bother me.
That's usually how it works with ghosts. Yeah. Huh?
So maybe, do you mind if I make that announcement here right now?
Yeah, except that there are actual humans here. So if you shout, hey, if you don't bother me, I won't bother you.
Well, that applies to them too.
Then I think it might be received in an odd way.
Anyone within earshot? Living or dead, alive or dead. If you don't bother me, I won't bother you.
Does that go for the breaths?
No, because you already bothered me.
Hey,
you know what I haven't done in a while?
What?
It's the...
I was just thinking that.
Ranking of the brothers. My two brothers, I will rank you. To see which one first and which one last. The ranking of the brothers.
This one is worth double points.
It's worth I haven't done that in so long.
Especially, it's killing me on the episode where they're...
Where
we're trying to stay under wraps. She's screaming a B flat as high as she can.
I could go higher. You want me to go higher?
No.
Okay.
Don't do it in the mic. Don't do it in the mic. It'll blow it out. Okay. Stop.
That was loud. number one brother, Grant.
Yeah. Okay. This is already an unlistenable episode of the podcast.
He drove me here.
Allie screaming high C's.
Did I go see?
You went north of a C.
That's kind of amazing because I don't really sing like that anymore.
Yeah.
Let's keep
it that way.
I'm so talented.
You're so talented. Unbelievable. I hate it here. Grant is number one, and I actually will endorse that. And he should get double the points because he loaded the car.
Right.
He also put my stinky dog in his nice car, which is very kind of him.
To be fair, I watched... Wait, but I'm not part of the ranking, so yeah.
You're not part of the ranking. He put his stinky dog in my nice car.
I was about to pitch myself to be number one in the ranking of the brothers.
Oh, my God.
One day I will be.
Ranking of the brothers. You rank yourself top brother.
I'm the top brother here, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
When it comes down to it.
He loaded it all up. He drove all the way to San Diego. He wanted to go to the zoo, realized it's $76, yeah, and is disappointed to not go to the zoo.
Shout out San Diego Zoo for being the most expensive thing that anyone could possibly get up to in an afternoon.
It's a really good zoo.
No, I know I've been. It's amazing. It's worth the money, but we would want to do it when we have a full day to do it.
No, because you're going to get tired anyway. I think
should we go?
Should
we just go?
You're literally a 1 minute walk from the zoo right now. I could walk you to the zoo.
We're a 1 minute walk from the San Diego
get
Zoo.
Get food at the zoo or food here. There's good food here in the area. Right. Welcome to San Diego.
I know.
No, but literally.
It is really pretty here. It's really like.
San Diego's dope.
Beautiful, sunny,
by the ocean. Everything moves a little slower than where we live, which I love.
Yes.
There's all this beautiful architecture, beautiful Spanish tiling.
Yes.
We're going to go get lunch with mom and dad after this. Not you, but Grant and I are.
In a great way, San Diego is more Mexico than LA is.
And it's even closer.
That's what I mean.
If you can believe.
It's better in that way.
Yeah,
it's
totally. Got more, totally agree. More and we're going to go see some seals, aren't we, Grant?
But you could see seals. You could see all kinds
of... Grant doesn't want
to
talk anymore.
Cut to the Grant cam. Grant is barely in the cam because he's leaning back as far as he possibly
Grant's
could.
Grant's going to take a nap for the remainder
he's
of this.
He's absolutely out of it.
We're going to go see some seals and we're probably going to have a margarita.
The zoo is worth...
No, I know. I've been.
But you guys are going to do your... Oh, because you have to do lunch with mom and dad?
Well, we're just thinking once by the time we get lunch... Like, I don't know. It just feels like it would be better suited for another day.
I hear that. Respect.
Yeah.
But when?
What is everyone's favorite animal at the zoo?
What is your favorite animal at the zoo?
Sing it with me, everyone. What is your favorite animal at the zoo? What is your favorite animal at? What is your favorite animal at? What is your favorite animal at the zoo? Grant's so ready.
Tell us your favorite animal at the zoo.
No, I was just going to say, I went to, I don't know what to call this, but in Dallas they have an aquarium that also has like frogs and lizards and stuff.
Oh.
What do you call that?
An aquarium that also has frogs
and
lizards.
No, it's a rep something.
Well, there's a reptile house.
No.
It was like zoo, but only small guys.
Reptilium?
I don't know. Zoo, but only small guys. They had frogs and lizard and bird and like sharks and jellyfish. It was cool.
Whoa, sharks.
And frankly, the animals I care about are under.
Smaller than a bread box.
You know?
Whoa.
Like, I want to be seeing the little snake and the
Grant
little scorpion.
Grant only cares about animals smaller than a bread box. That's
and
so
the frogs and the,
you don't care about
the butterfly.
Like a, you don't care about like a giraffe?
Bigger than a bread box.
That's bigger than a bread box.
You got to go in my pocket.
Oh,
you're having fantasies about keeping one of these things in your
pocket. You got to go in my pocket.
Okay, respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
And giraffe would have a hard time going in my pocket.
How did Ratatouille land
or
for you?
Big pocket.
Ratatouille is an iconic
and did
film.
You feel like maybe you wished you had a rat that lived in your hat?
No. But I do want, and I want everyone to know on this podcast that I do, my lifelong dream is to get moon jellyfish in my home.
That has been a dream of his for a very long time.
What is that
going to
take? Just like a big tank?
Like not,
how
like
do we
literally
make this happen?
I could do it tomorrow, but...
Are they
but
tiny or are they
but
big?
I've decided it's like a lifelong dream, even though it's like actually very obtainable today. But
Grant is prolonging his really attainable dreams just so he can have something
just
that's
a goal
attainable
to
at some point.
To,
yeah,
you know?
Something to
wow.
Move, something
that's
to hope
deep.
For.
That's
should
twisted.
I do that?
I want the moon jellies.
How
oh,
big
lately,
are,
lately
how big are moon jellies?
I don't know, like this big.
What is, how does this big? Like a
that's
cheeseburger?
Really big. What you just did was really big.
They're like a cheeseburger?
It was
yeah.
Like the small
oh, so you
of a,
need like a
it
big
was like,
tank.
It was like almost as big as a personal pizza.
almost as big as a personal
lately,
pizza.
Lately I've been obsessed with, I like putting on like ambient YouTube stuff in the background while I'm just like mulling about my apartment. You
oh
know?
Yeah, you've been doing that.
And lately I've been obsessed with the Monterey Bay Aquarium live jellyfish cam.
What?
And they have a live jellyfish cam that I leave on my TV all the time. No, but you can hear like the aquarium announcements. It's like the aquarium will be closing in 30 minutes.
No
and then they turn
way.
Off the lights on the jellies and they go to sleep. And
what?
The, and, it's still, and it's still alive. The jellies got tired.
What?
They had to go to sleep.
Wait, do jellyfish do they close sleep? Their, do they close their eyes and lay down in bed?
They don't have eyes or beds.
How do they
or
see
brains.
Or sleep?
They don't have brains.
Hold on. They don't have brains?
What?
How do they
no.
live?
No.
What they, make their
are
thing
they
go?
They have like a peripheral nervous system, but not a central nervous system.
Hold on.
Hold
on. Hold
STEM
on.
Podcast,
hold on.
STEM
on,
podcast.
On,
STEM
on,
podcast.
On,
STEM podcast. STEM podcast.
They don't have brains?
Wait,
no,
wait, wait.
No, they just be so, they just be reacting.
That's what I was going to say. So it's like...
So
it's,
like an ant, like a plant.
So they have nerves, but no thoughts.
Yeah.
So so if a thing...
So, I'm so weirded out by
so that. They don't... But and they get their energy from light?
No, I think
algaes?
Like plankton and stuff.
Yeah.
That just flows into them?
Yes.
And so they're
and we should learn... My friend showed me this. She saw the jellies at the museum, and under the thing it said, like, jellyfish just float and let the food come to them. And I said, we should learn from the jellies.
Yo.
We should learn from the jellies.
Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself.
Hold on. This is blowing my mind. I didn't know you could live and not have a brain.
There was one person listening to this that heard me sing that song.
And had a panic attack.
An absolute zoomed back to their 3-year-old
self. And it was me.
And it was
Yeah, they don't have a brain.
I'm the person.
We can.
They don't have a brain?
We can ask more. We can ask ChatGPT more after, but currently my phone's in use. But I would love to learn more about jellies with you.
Smokes.
Wow.
I think they have peripheral nervous system.
What do you think about a being with no brain that just simply exists on vibes alone?
Yeah, he's on this podcast right now, sitting right next to you.
That's what's awesome about jellies.
Yeah. What do you think is so attractive about that to you? Is it the poetry of it all?
Actually, that's not the reason I like jelly so much. I just think they look cool, and I like how they be floating, and I like what kind of propulsion they use to move is cool.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Like, yeah. And perhaps SpongeBob.
That's the sound that a jelly makes.
SpongeBob plays into this. The jellies are so glorified in SpongeBob, so maybe that's deep in my subconscious.
Oh my gosh.
Jellies, nobody hates jellies except for when they get stung, I suppose, but.
I've been stung before.
Micro jelly? I got micro jelly stung when we were in Panama.
Me too.
Yeah.
I got micro jelly stung when we jumped off the catamaran.
And there's the title of the episode, micro jelly stung.
I got micro jelly stung when we jumped off the catamaran. And I got micro jelly stung in Hawaii. I got in a little bushel of them and they gave me stings all over my body.
Ow.
And I said, ow, ow, ow. And then I went to shore and the locals, they laughed at me. Rightfully so.
Are they immune?
No, I think they just knew not to go where I went.
You went right into the danger zone?
This dumb girl. And I said, you're so right about
that.
You're
so right.
Honestly.
You're
so right about that.
Oh, my God. Wait. Okay. Last episode in the basement.
Everyone, this is our last episode in the basement of this museum.
No, I meant in the previous episode of the spooky basement.
Oh, you're announcing that this is the last episode in this basement.
This better be the last episode in this basement. I am losing my cool in this moment.
Hey, by the way, the camera's definitely going to die in the next couple minutes, so talk faster to try to get more in before the camera dies.
Oh, okay. My gosh. This is a disaster.
I'm just kidding.
This is a disaster.
Oh, my gosh. Whack. This is whack. Last episode in the basement.
Yeah.
I brought up Paris Hilton's air fryer, but we chose that topic over your topic, which was...
Another thing about the ocean.
Yes. This is an oceanic episode.
Octopuses?
I didn't like that one.
Okay. Octopus and its friends. What's the plural?
I think it's pusses.
No. Octopi.
Octopies.
I'm pretty sure it's pusses.
Put that on microphone. Put that on microphone. It's what?
I'm pretty sure it's pusses.
Okay. Octopies have 3 hearts. 2 of them turn off while it's swimming?
If I had 3 hearts, I might be able to make it through this life. 3 hearts would give me a shot, I think.
One of those hearts would be for you, and one of them I'd keep for myself.
Imagine you had 3 hearts and you gave one away. I would give you my whole one of my hearts.
You could literally give you my whole heart.
If you could have, we'll say 3 for the sake of this. If you could have 3 of any organ, what would you want three of?
I don't want three brains.
A classic dinner party question.
I don't want three brains because that would make me...
If you could triple any of your organs. Organs or just body parts? Organs.
Organs.
Okay, now we're talking.
I don't want three brains because that would be too much thinking. And would they talk to each other? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be horrific.
That would be hard.
Yeah, no, one brain for sure.
But if that was what you were used to.
Yeah, still.
Because then maybe you could have one function solely in one way, and then you could kind of flip your brains. So that would be kind of nice.
It kind of already does that.
There's something about that that gives me a feeling of dread.
Three sets of lungs. Think about the breath you could take.
No, I did think about that. I already thought about that. You'd probably pass out from too much oxygen.
It'd be amazing.
But your body would be designed.
Wait. Think about how long you could stay underwater if you had three lungs.
Three sets of lungs.
That's actually, what I mean.
If we make a real STEM podcast, would not increase how long you could stay underwater.
Why? Because oxygen goes bad regardless of...
No, because you need to come up for breath not because you run out of oxygen, but because you have too much CO2 in your blood. You have oxygen for like 30 minutes.
So it would
you
be
get
this,
too much what? CO2 toxicity in your blood way quicker than you run out of oxygen.
Is there a way to let out the is there a way to let out the CO2?
Yes, you hyperventilate prior to going underwater. That
what?
Hyperventilation offloads more CO2 than normal breathing. So people, it's a little dangerous because you might pass out, but like real divers will hyperventilate. They'll do breathing techniques before they go under. Yeah.
And then go under.
You can hold your breath way longer.
Let's do a holding breath contest. Ready?
Yeah, nothing better for an audio medium than a holding breath contest.
One. Okay, the way that actually made me feel crazy. You guys win.
I haven't been holding. I literally have not been holding.
It's not that I couldn't keep holding my breath physically. It's that emotionally I had to stop.
Okay, did everyone answer the... We don't have to, but did everyone answer the organ question?
Oh, the organ question.
I do think I want three bellies so I could have triple the din-dins.
Okay.
What? You didn't like that?
That was so embarrassing.
What?
You don't think
triple
that was embarrassing?
The din-dins. Stop. Yeah, that was bad. Dude, this is tough.
Triple the din-dins.
Tough day.
I want three hearts.
Three hearts probably would be the best.
I want three hearts.
Well, because Americans are dying mostly of cardiovascular diseases.
Vacular.
Americans are dying mostly of cardiovascular diseases.
So three hearts would triple the amount of time you have to live.
That's maybe
not true.
We are being very STEM forward. Andrew Huberman found dead.
You go into his meeting and shoot him.
Reached out. Call back.
Yeah.
Call back to the other basement episode.
To the Andy Warhol story.
If you just joined this podcast today.
No, I know. It's not. We don't condone shooting. We were talking about Andy Warhol.
No, not that. I'm just saying if you just joined the podcast, if this is your first episode.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm so sorry. If this is your first episode,
okay, let's
turn
spend
this
a
off.
Let's spend a little bit of time saying, if this is your first episode, how can we catch you up? What should you know? And why is today different than a normal episode?
Okay.
And is it...
We're three siblings. We're never usually in the basement of a museum.
No, we're usually
we're
at
never
Grant's.
Usually this
we're
terrified.
We're usually at Grant's apartment.
We do talk about STEM a lot, although we're not qualified. So anything we say
not
should
qualified.
Never be taken seriously.
No, if you hear us talking about science, it's
and
not our department.
Really, any of our hot takes, though people sometimes get angry online, just know that we're literally always joking.
Bro, you did yourself dirty on that one. You were like, that's the clip. I was like, okay. And then posted it. And then you were like, why is everyone mad? I was like,
the girls
you
were
against-
mad at me for saying the thing about pockets and dresses. All good. I agree with you and I agree with myself. I agree with everyone. Can I say one person commented saying, how does she feel about shorts under skirts? Now let me tell you. That
shorts under
is
skirts.
Something I feel extremely strongly about. I am always wearing shorts under skirts. And when they're built in, I'm delighted. I love that. And you know what? If you love the pockets in your dress, go off. If you want your phone dangling around, go absolutely off. I'm for the
love
girls.
Love is love is love is love is love. I'm pockets for the girls. Pockets are pockets.
Pockets are pockets are pockets. I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Backtracking on her own podcast.
I'm not backtracking. I said I agree with myself and I agree with you. Yeah, and okay. Two truths can be true at once.
So, hey, everybody, we're audio only. Sorry we lost our camera. We're doing our little best every day in this basement.
If you had any idea how hard it was for us to get here.
This is so hard. This is so hard, but we do it because we love it and we are thankful that people listen. Okay, so I did tell me how this hits you guys.
Okay.
We're audio only, so, or maybe we're Grant Cam only. Yes, solved it. We're Grant Cam only, so you're going to have to just watch the Grant Cam and listen to us, or maybe we're not. Grant's going to hate that. Okay, so, after I left a show, unacceptable, the second Allie knew she was off camera, she pulled her phone out. I'm literally throwing it across the room.
I got so many texts.
Okay. I left a show the other day, mm-hmm. and a lady came up to me afterwards, and I'm in the show playing a character by the name of Galloping Dick. That's his name.
That sounds super cool.
He's super cool. I'm playing a guy named Galloping Dick, and he's like a Robin Hood type guy, right? Uh-huh. Now, one of these ladies walked up to me after the show and said, they should get some gallop. We've been talking, and we should get some Galloping Dick merch, and it should be a doll.
I'm sorry. And she said this to your face.
And I said, huh?
What kind of doll?
I said, huh?
What?
Excuse me?
This is really crazy.
I said, excuse me?
What I
genuinely said
did
was,
she mean,
yeah,
like,
I said, yeah, yeah, that's so good. Oh, I love that. Yeah, you should tell the merch team. That's funny.
Wait, sorry. Was she insinuating that, like, a sex doll?
Well, this is what I don't think so. Because okay. That's not what the situation is in the show.
Right. Or the situation at the party.
Or the situation at the party. But she was like, we should get dolls. And I was like,
dolls?
Dolls is either.
Who's playing with this doll?
Dolls is either freaky sex.
Right.
Or
for kids.
Voodoo. Or for kids.
Do not let them make a voodoo doll.
That's what I'm saying.
You know how many people would have that in their possession?
I'm about to have a child. I can't be.
You can't have voodoo dolls running around America. We'd have to go find them all.
I can't be knowing that this lady and her friends are all passing around the doll. You know what I mean?
Ew, gross. Don't say passing around the doll like that.
But I didn't like that.
No, of course not.
It was funny, but it was also like, huh?
No, I know.
You gonna make a doll of it?
No, I know.
You gonna make a little doll of it?
You wanna make a little doll of it? That's terrifying.
I don't like that.
I'm so sorry.
No, thank you. That's the experience I had this week.
I'm so sorry you had to experience that. I'm kind of scared of that. Do you think that woman suggesting that they make a voodoo doll of you happened?
Can we say that word?
Voodoo?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a donut company, we'll so we're fine. We're referring to the donuts.
That's where it comes from.
It comes from the donut company.
The phrase originates from the donut
from
shop.
The donut company in Southern California. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's at Universal City Walk.
Oh, it is.
Now.
Oh, Universal's opening up their new, you see they're opening up a new, like a whole new park in Orlando.
I'm going to say this with all the love in the world. Only you would know something like that.
No.
I'm only paying attention.
A lot of people know about that because
they got
Harry Potter stuff in there. They got a bunch of different stuff in there. And you know about Harry Potter.
Annie wants to go to Harry Potter World so bad. Should we take her?
It's not that hard. It's literally $65
so close to where we live and it's $65. Off. It's cheaper than the San Diego Zoo. Grant, say what you were going to say.
No, it's going to be boring, but I think I heard they spent $1 billion on that park.
I believe it.
Billion?
With a B.
A billion.
Wow.
Also, I'm obsessed with economy? Nintendo, and I haven't been to fucking Super Mario World, and it's 15 minutes from where I live, basically.
I know. Well,
and I haven't been to Super Mario World.
Here's two birds with one stone. Annie, our fourth sibling, who we talk about, wants to go to Harry Potter, and you want to go to Mario. They're in the same park.
I know.
Wait,
I
just want to
see kill two birds.
We
just want to see Toad.
We should go as the four siblings and take a bunch of videos and post them for our friends.
Okay.
Or just go and record an episode in a giant mushroom at Nintendo World. Oh my gosh.
If we couldn't figure out how to successfully record an episode in this haunted basement,
we did.
We are not
definitely
going
can't
to
get the rights to record
in inside a mushroom in Nintendo World.
Or we could do a sneaky secret podcast. We just couldn't have, the audio would be different.
Right, it'd be on our phones.
That would be kind of fun, actually, to walk through
a sneaky secret
to record a walking podcast in Universal Studios.
That's
Should we do that?
Horrible idea.
Why?
That just sounds so dumb.
But if you had a little recording, if we all just recorded it on our phones. I just had a hiccup.
We need to be done soon.
We have to be done soon. We are struggling.
We are struggling. Okay, well, Grant and I are going to see Gabe in his show tonight in San Diego. And we're so excited to go be seeing a musical together and watch our brother in the show.
Grant loves
musicals. So the next episode, we'll tell you what we thought about Gabe and his silly little musical.
Do we have any well wishes for the listeners and viewers?
I hope your week is full of sunshine and rainbows. And oat milk lattes that are iced.
Ooh.
I hope your week is full of the bacon donuts that I'm going to take you guys to tomorrow, because I have to show you this cool brunch spot that's near our place that does a bacon donut. It's got protein nice. On it, so it's good for Grant.
I hope your week is full of belly laughs with your best friends and tears in your funny what your friend said was.
I hope your week is full of getting things done that are the kind of things that you never get done, but you think they're easy and they start to pile up, like organizing your sock drawer
or taxes
or sock drawer
or taxes
or sock drawer
or I need to do my taxes.
By the time this episode comes out, you better have done your taxes.
My tax guy emailed me today, said he's working on it.
Nice.
I hope your week is full of fun.
And thank you for listening, everybody. We're so glad. You guys, this was a spooky episode. Someone appeared while we were doing
I know.
And I'm so thankful that people stayed listening.
I hope to God that this is the scariest episode we ever do, because my nervous system can't take it.
I agree. And also, thank you for being a part of this show, everyone, for listening. Someday, because of viewers like you, we will have a studio that we go to or a space that we go to, so we're not making Grant schlep equipment.
And at those at that place, we will know the ghosts well enough to not be scared of them.
Agree. They will be guests on the podcast, and they will have signed release forms.
Guaranteed. Someday we will get a ghost to sign a likeness release and be on our podcast.
It won't be a problem.
We'll see you next week.
See you next week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Yeah. We gotta go.
We gotta go.